Rangers and Yankees. The Yankees are looking to win consecutive games for the first time since their six-game winning streak that ended on June 12th. Let's take it to the top of the first. Elvis Andrus at the plate.
Andrus sneaks this one through to the right side. That's a base hit. The Shields will round and head to the plate. The throw from Judge is late, and the Rangers score first this afternoon. This ball well hit out to left field, carrying toward the wall, and it is gone. Carlos Gomez is homered again. A two-run shot, and the Rangers lead 3-0.
Here's a swing and a miss by Holiday. He strikes out.
Here's a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him on a slider again.
This ball hit well, high and deep to left field, and Aaron Judge has just left the building. That's his major league leading 26th home run of the year. And this ball clubbed out to left field, and that one is gone. He's done it again. Robinson Chirinos, 4-1 Rangers.
Rangers take this one 8-1. 32-year-old rookie Austin Bibbins-Dirks gets the win to improve to 3-0. He would go 7 innings, allowing 1 run on 5 hits while striking out 3. The Yankees have now lost 9 of their last 11 games. It was all Rangers on Saturday as they crushed the Yankees 8-1. Here's what manager Jeff Banister had to say about the victory.
Let's hope not. No, look, he's really just the efficiency of the pitches is really what is the most impressive thing that we've seen from him. You look up and he's in the fifth and he's got 50 some pitches and he throws strikes. He never gets himself in any trouble with walking. He had the one walk today as a leadoff walk. Other than that, he never faced more than 4 batters per inning. And if you look at the out ratio on all the pitches, I think there were 10 on the fastball. And then the changeup, slider, and curve all were pretty equal as far as how he achieved his outs. So, again, just moved the baseball around, was able to keep it down, worked some high fastballs to get it across the top of the barrel. And then he knew where he wanted to go to get his outs.
32-year-old rookie Austin Bibbins-Dirks improves to 3-0 after the Rangers' 8-1 victory over the Yankees on Saturday. He goes 7 innings, allowing 1 run on 5 hits while striking out 3. Here's what he had to say.
Obviously the one pitch to Judge, he's a very large human being, and didn't quite get it in as far as I wanted to, and he hit it a long ways. But, you know, other than that, I was able to execute, and, you know, it was fun.
The entire time you've been here, you've talked about just slowing things down, enjoying the moment, not letting things get too big, and keeping with what got you here, attacking hitters. And that's what you've done, and you've been successful. What's it been like?
It's been great. You know, that's my game, you know, and that's one of the things I was told when I got here is don't change anything. Do what got you here, and, you know, you're going to be successful. So, you know, I've taken that to heart and continued to do it, and I've been successful.
I know we've talked about, you know, the biggest surprise to you was being able to get those names out. They get out too, and I can get them out. Now that you've done it for an extended period of time, what kind of confidence have you built?
With Brocale telling me every time I go out there that, you know, he believes in me and he knows I can do the job they asked me to do. That means a lot. You know, it's been a long time coming for me to get here, and just having that kind of confidence, you know, it does mean a lot. And building confidence, like going 7 innings here, going 7 innings in Nationals, you know, with good hitting clubs, hopefully I can continue to roll that forward.
And also too, Austin, with the offense being back at full strength, that's got to be nice for you guys as a pitching staff as a whole.
Yeah, you know, my last start, I didn't do as well as I would like, but the team kept me in the game. And that's one thing with everybody back now, that we have some really good hitters and we're going to score some runs. So as long as we can minimize damage, minimize the big inning, which I was unable to do my last start, but minimize the big inning, I think we have a good chance of winning a lot of games.
Sunday, it's Michael Pineda on the hill for the Yankees. He'll face the Rangers' Nick Martinez.